Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
The other day off air, and I don't remember why this conversation came up.
Okay, can I just stop you right there?
Which one are you thinking of? Because there's a lot.
No, it was off air for a reason.
Yeah,
so
bringing it on.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, do you ever get that fear that one day Aaron's just going to snap and go, here's the thing that Steve said in the hallway. For you, you should live in abject terror. The things you say off the air.
What?
Mine are profane. You're just vile.
What? Me?
What porn?
Yeah.
What? Jesus. All right. So before you go any further.
This will not harm anyone, so you're safe. Okay.
So go ahead and tune out if you
really no reason, nothing to see here. Let's see what Mix is doing. I know the bosses love it when I call out other radio stations.
They just love you for
Jump
it.
Jump over to 99.5 The Mountain, say hi to Dan Hardy, come right back. We'll still be talking about nothing. Okay, sorry. But then again, so is he.
Okay. So the other day off air, we were talking about this, and I don't remember why it came up, okay. But we were talking about finding coins on the ground and when you pick them up, because I had forgotten if it's heads or tails. Well, because it was a penny, and I was like, oh, that's Lincoln. He had some bad luck. I don't want to pick that up.
You think, oh, so your impression of it was all Lincoln things?
No, I just couldn't remember. I knew it was either head or tails, but I couldn't remember which one it was.
Well, tails is bad, but is the penny itself bring you luck, or am I lucky for finding
the
penny?
I think it can be any coin, just heads or tails. It was just the fact that it was Lincoln that I was like second guessing.
Because he got shot?
Yeah, in the head.
So you thought that?
So I thought maybe.
Oh, headshot!
The head is bad.
Okay, yeah.
So it feels
like it'd be more lucky if you picked it up on the tails. We might be getting that wrong.
I looked it up, though. Heads is the lucky one.
You're right, but if we're getting that wrong? Because he got shot in the head.
Exactly.
Wow, who's on the other coins that we'd... No one.
Don't ask who's on the...
Quarter is
Washington.
Who's on the nickel? Oh, my God. If you're just coming back from listening to Dan
Jefferson.
Hardy. Yep.
Who is Jefferson?
We're literally down in the weeds. Oh, my God. Let's see. Now we're up to the $5 bill, everyone.
Anyways, I didn't pick up that coin. And I was really sad because that was the day that there was a big lottery drawing thing, and I didn't win anything. And I was like, it's because I didn't pick up that penny.
That is
right.
So today, I was bringing my recycling bin back inside.
Okay.
And there was a penny heads up in the middle of my driveway. Like the most random spot. I did. And I have it in my pocket and I'm never letting it go. Because I was like, what are the odds that a penny would be heads up again, but in the middle of my driveway? Like, that's not general public.
Like fate is trying to get you. It was like... I can't believe you stepped over this last time.
Yeah.
And gave her one last chance. In her driveway, you couldn't help but pick that one
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that can't count.
Because okay. So I don't know if you remember this, because your THC-soaked brain, Steve, sometimes like deletes some information. But the one time we talked about this years ago was about like, you don't believe in this sort of thing.
Yeah.
So we laid out like a Hansel and Gretel trail of tails up coins, and somehow Steve managed to bend over far enough to pick every single one of them up.
Hey, intern, come and pick this up for me.
We did, yeah. I think you had like Madison or somebody. Right. She was already real low to the ground. Get over here and toss that up to me. No, I remember you crawling down the hallway.
And
you picked up every
I wondered, because when I first got here, there were so many coins in the windowsills. And I was like, are these coming from?
I think that was the day. Because Steve didn't keep them. But he did pick them all up because he doesn't believe believe in this?
And nothing. Actually, only good things kept happening to me. I mean, it was crazy.
Like what? Say one good thing that happened to you.
I found $5,000 laying on the ground. What? I mean, I did something.
So what is your next step?
Like, I don't know.
I think your next step should be to do something.
Like, I even looked at the date to see if that year was special or if it was like which mint it was at.
So I believe in all the things you're talking about. So mm-hmm. like Christmas time, people buy me lottery tickets all the time for some reason. So I will go find a coin like from my birth year or from the year I graduated high school to scratch it up. Like I won't. You don't just go like grab the first quarter. No, you don't. What?
You got to go out to the world and search the perfect coin that has.
No, I have. You know meaning. Me. There's like Patron bottles with coins.
Right. Yes.
And I got to dump them all out and go through and go like, ooh, there's that year. Ooh, this year Noah was born. This year. And then I'll like scratch one off and not win anything. And I'm like, well, Noah's no good. And
I'm like, I'll take a spoon. Anything that has an edge to it. I'll just go, shh.
Spoon?
Because
you're not
going
to win anything with a spoon.
Well, I haven't.
Unless that's
but...
a spoon you shot up fentanyl with and lived.
No, like you're right.
You got to have something with juju on it.
No, I use a key.
Or a key.
Oh, yeah. My God. You even.
But that from doesn't... my birth year. It's a key. Okay. The car is a 91. I don't know.
Wait a second. Why does it have to
It's already on, it's already printed on the thing. It doesn't matter what you scratch it off with. It's like it's not changing underneath.
Okay. You right? played sports, right?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, don't get it. I'm real bad at this.
Yeah. Oh, really? So,
yeah.
So you had a good game in basketball. What happened to those socks?
They played the next game.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
So, it had nothing to do with your athletic prowess or the defense of the other team. It was socks. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, because the outcome of the game isn't already predetermined. It's up to me, so
nor
I can affect
is
it.
Nor that thing. The fates, the gods, the whatever. Like, you don't know what's on that lottery ticket. Like, so you have to have the right coin might change it.
T-Hack could have sent in his socks to the game and not even played and they'd still win and that would be...
No, dude, won't you guys shut up? You know, I know for a fact you had some stupid goody comb in your back pocket.
Why do you remember
because
that?
Because you act like you're not a superstitious person, but you are. You're stitious as hell. You might not be super, but you're...
I want to know, because if I see a heads up, I will... Heads up coin, I will pick it up. Tails down, I leave it every time. But how far would you take it? Like, would you walk under a ladder? Or would you open an umbrella inside? Would you break a mirror? Could we bring a mirror in?
I will kick it.
Because that's 7 years.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll kick it.
I think he actually would, you guys. I honest to God think
what
he
happens
would.
To us if we're a part of that?
We're going to have to clean it up.
Yeah.
Well, that.
Madison! Poor Madison. She still lives in the market.
No, right?
And she's like, guys, I got kids now. I'm not coming and picking up your stupid pennies. So the mirror thing, I know, we're all over the map, though. Do you remember the mirror thing that happened to me?
The side mirror. Was it the side mirror in your
car? No, it was a full-length mirror.
Oh, behind the door.
Yes.
Oh,
my girlfriend
no.
took her mirror off the wall and put it behind the door to have it put back up later.
Okay.
I walk into the room, very Kramer-esque, arms flailing door, hit the mirror.
Shattered it.
And shattered it.
Now that's on you. That juju.
How's that on me? That mirror should not have been there.
You broke
it shouldn't
it again.
Have been there, but you still broke
it. You broke it.
It
doesn't matter how. It's not the mirror's fault.
It's her mirror, and she put it in a position to be broken. It's like me. If you believe in that, do you believe in walking under a ladder, Aaron?
Not that one. No.
But let's pretend you did.
Okay.
I cruise out of the studio real fast and put a ladder over the top of the doorframe that you don't know.
I probably wouldn't even notice.
You wouldn't notice it, but you walked under it. Now, like I gave you the bad juju.
Yeah, or if I handed you an umbrella that was about to open,
yes.
right, when you took it and it pops open. Yeah.
I think that's unfair.
If it's a Werner ladder, then they're not. No juju on the Werner ladder.
Nobody even knows what a Werner ladder is. Try for funny, no get. Okay. That's because you picked up all those stupid pennies. You're not going to be funny ever again.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.